This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Homeless shelters are bracing for the weekend storm that could dump several feet of snow along the Front Range. Denver Rescue Mission's Nicole Cheddar says they were already close to capacity at two men's shelters last night. They are partnering with the city to open more beds at the St. Charles Recreation Center.
We have contingency plans at all of our locations to shelter in place if that is needed. This, you know, includes everything from bringing in additional food and blankets and also just having additional staff stay on site as well.
The St. Francis Center has set up an extra warming area at Mile High United Way in Denver through Sunday. Daily service on Amtrak's two routes through Colorado will be restored this spring. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The California Zephyr and Southwest Chief have been running only 3 days a week since the pandemic hit last year. Now, new COVID relief dollars will allow Amtrak to bump that up to daily service this May. The line served tourist destinations like Glenwood Springs and Grand County, and also Eastern Plains towns, including La Junta and Fort Morgan. Separately, Amtrak is interested in establishing a rail line up and down the Front Range, but that is years away from reality. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Snow is on the way, and forecasters say travel could be very difficult to impossible between tomorrow morning and early Monday morning. It's 40 in Denver, 46 in Vail, 35 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR and KRCC.